A reunion for all those who worked or are still working at the last of the industrial giants of Norwich is taking place on Friday, a symbol of the bond of comradeship which lasts a lifetime. Men and women of all ages gathering at the Cottage Public House on Thunder Lane in Thorpe St Andrew have one thing in common. They were, or are part of, the world-famous Lawrence, Scott and Electro Motors Company, still operating in Norwich. It is a wonderful opportunity for everyone to get together again, and of course wives and partners are all welcome, said Bernard Rose, who is organising the reunion with Ivan Spider Wehr. For many years, Spider organised the reunions with the late and much-loved John Jones, who spent half a century working at LSE. I never wanted to work anywhere else. It was a special place, he once told me. Helped by his former colleague Spider, the two of them reunited hundreds of members of the workforce. And when John died, it was Bernard Rose of the Pensioners Association who stepped forward to help with the reunions. It's a great way of keeping in touch. Life can be difficult for people. We are here, and if we can help, then we will, said Bernard. There was a time when several of the LSE family were men who had spent their entire lives working at the large engineering plants in Norwich. They were skilled craftsmen, and the machines and motors they made were sent to all corners of the world. This was the company which brought electricity to Norwich and went on to produce some of the most complicated and precise motors and machinery sought after across the globe. The brilliant young electrical engineer William Harding Scott arrived in the city back in 1883 to work for the Hammond Electrical Light Company, later Ferranti, to light up the Coleman factory. He went to set up his own business, Scott and Paris, in King Street, with four workers. One was an ex-fisherman who proved adept at winding, and another was described as a bruiser, who could step in if dissatisfied customers needed escorting from the premises. Remember, they were rough times. It was a humble start for the company, which would go on to provide work for tens of thousands of men and women over the years at three sites in Norwich and at other factories in Manchester and Scotland, and turned young apprentices into skilled craftsmen. Many went on to run their own businesses. Scott was an engineer, but he needed a partner with cash, and along came Reginald Lawrence. It was a perfect partnership. Gothic Works was built on land bought from Coleman's, and business boomed. During the First World War, LSE made motors, ammunition hoists, mechanisms for turning warship turrets, and other marine equipment, and for the first time employed women to take the place of men fighting the war. 100 years ago, around 250 3-inch and 5-inch shells were made each day in two new sheds, and by the end of the war, it was estimated the firm had made about £1 million worth of shells from homemade tools in corrugated tin sheds. During the conflict, Lawrence and his wife, Sisley, turned over their home at Felthorpe Hall to the Red Cross to use as a military hospital, and at the time of the Second World War, Captain Jim Scott, William's son, lived at the Grove, now the Leonard Cheshire home. After his death, it was used as a convalescent home for workers recovering from the horrors of war. We have a lot to thank Mr. Scott and Mr. Lawrence and their families for. They created a proud symbol of our industrial heritage, a company still flying the Norwich flag across the world.